Dane County buys more than $30,000 a year worth of chicken from Tyson Foods to feed inmates in the county jail. But last night, county supervisors voted to buy that chicken from a different company until Tyson settles its strike with 470 workers at its plant in Jefferson. The county's chicken purchases are just a drop in the bucket for Tyson. The company had sales totaling $23 billion last year. But County Supervisor Esh Vedder says the county is setting the right example by supporting the Jefferson workers' demands for a fair wage.
It is a tiny little dent. It doesn't do much in terms of the finances, but it's one of the only things that we can do as a county board, and I think it's the right thing to do. I certainly hope that it spreads throughout the other communities in the country.
Critics of the resolution disagree. Dave Blaska is one of nine county supervisors who voted against canceling Tyson chicken purchases. He says the plant is in Jefferson County, where the local county board has chosen not to intervene, and he doesn't think Dane County should be trying to influence a labor dispute at a plant outside its jurisdiction.
We could be drawn into many, many, many disputes here, there, and everywhere. I don't think that's fair to the taxpayers, and I think it takes attention away from legitimate county business.
A spokesperson for Tyson says the county board is just playing politics. Ed Nicholson wouldn't comment on whether the loss of $30,000 in business from Dane County might affect the five-month-long strike in Jefferson. He said at present there are no new talks scheduled with the union. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.